Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate the craziness of life without losing your cool. You know that feeling when someone does something that totally rubs you the wrong way? It's like a switch flips and suddenly you're seething with anger or resentment? We've all been there, but what if I told you, those feelings don't have to control you? Today, we're diving into two powerful Stoic practices. Cultivating forgiveness and embracing self-compassion. Trust me, these aren't just feel-good buzzwords. They are game-changers when it comes to finding inner peace and living a more fulfilling life. Now, I get it. Forgiveness can feel like the ultimate test of character. It's not about condoning hurtful actions, but rather releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on you. Think about it this way. Holding onto those negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy weight. It drags you down and makes it harder to move forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to let go of the bitterness so you can free yourself. And self-compassion? It's like offering your inner critic a warm hug instead of kicking them when they're down. We all make mistakes. We all stumble sometimes. Instead of beating ourselves up over every little slip-up, why not treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend? Remember, you are human. You're doing your best. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and self-compassion. 1. Recognize that everyone is flawed. We all have our own struggles and insecurities. Recognizing this can help us approach others with more empathy and understanding. Ever heard the saying, "There but for the grace of God go I"? It's a powerful reminder that we're all just trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. 2. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on past hurts only keeps you trapped in negativity. Shift your attention to the present and what you can control. What are you grateful for right now? What small steps can you take to move towards your goals? Focusing on the here and now can help you break free from the cycle of resentment. 3. Practice active listening. When someone hurts you, try to truly understand their perspective. Listen with an open heart and mind. You might discover that their actions stemmed from pain or insecurity, not malice. Sometimes, understanding the why behind hurtful behavior can make it easier to forgive. 4. Treat yourself like your best friend. Imagine a close friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you criticize and judge them, or offer support and encouragement? Extend that same kindness and compassion to yourself. You deserve it. 5. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's okay if it takes time to forgive someone, even yourself. Be patient with yourself and keep practicing self-compassion along the way. Every step you take towards forgiveness is a victory. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have this friend who always seems to be late for everything. They cancel plans at the last minute, they miss deadlines, and it's constantly causing you stress and frustration. You start feeling resentful, thinking, "This person just doesn't respect my time." But what if instead of letting that resentment fester, you practiced self-compassion? You could acknowledge your own feelings of frustration, but then remind yourself that this friend might be struggling with something you don't know about. Maybe they have a lot going on in their life or they simply struggle with time management. By offering them grace and understanding, you free yourself from the burden of anger and open the door for a more peaceful relationship. Remember, cultivating forgiveness and self-compassion isn't about being naive or accepting mistreatment. It's about choosing to respond to difficult situations with wisdom and empathy. It's about recognizing that everyone is doing their best in this imperfect world, including you. So today, take a moment to practice these powerful Stoic practices. Offer yourself some kindness, let go of past hurts, and remember, you are worthy of love, peace, and forgiveness. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who could use a little dose of daily detachment. Don't forget to leave a review and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep detaching and stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.